Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. When thinking about the end of the year, many are thinking about resolutions. Some people make vision boards, which isn't a bad idea. It helps you visualize what you want to be or do. Personally, I don't make resolutions. To be honest, it's hard for me to keep them. However, usually in February, that's when I really start thinking, what do I want this year to look like? I'm not sure why it's February. Maybe it's because I'm tired of the cold and snow by then, and I need somewhere else to put my focus. I started thinking about how much I changed and how much everything around me has changed. I decided to write some of the things down, and believe it or not, there were more positive and healthy changes that I had made in my life than I thought. Okay, one of the areas that was not healthy was physical, because yes, I did gain weight during the quarantine. However, that was okay because that was a time, and now I am out and about more and I'm focusing a little more on my physical. However, what was most important to me was my growth mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm going through a healing process and finding ways to be more with God than do for Him. I truly believe the more you can be, doing will flow naturally, and that it doesn't have to look like busyness. So here are a few journaling prompts that I used. Some of these journaling prompts, I will share my answers with you, okay? And then others, you can kind of get your own perspective. One of the journaling prompts, what did you learn about yourself this year? I learned that I can learn new things about technology. I learned that it takes me a while, but eventually I get the hang of it. I also learned how trauma in my life has affected every decision I've made. Every decision, from the type of jobs that I've had, to my parenting, to why I married my husband. There are deep desires that I have to help others, and it stemmed from my experiences and trauma. Okay, another one is, what were some of the challenges this year? I would say there were a lot of family issues and conflicts, disagreements and hurts, and a lot from our extended family. So we are working through those things. And hopefully in the next year, we will be able to work through them and come back together even closer. List five things you're thankful for this year. One is God, from which all blessings flow. My health, my home and family, and Life Audio for this podcast. I'm not kidding. And also for you, listener, I'm not kidding about that either. I am so appreciative of you joining me on this journey. What positive things have happened? Well, my son graduated from high school. I've met some courageous people who are willing to ask questions and have hard conversations. who had the greatest impact on you this year? Okay, so I'm still pondering that one. I'm not quite sure. How were you able to overcome obstacles? Okay, so I realize I don't know everything, first of all, and I can't do everything. So I have overcome some obstacles by asking for help and seeking other perspectives. Also, from asking the Lord for wisdom. How do you want to show up this year? Eager to continue the healing process and to be more intentional in my relationships. How did you display kindness this year? Well, I'm a giver, so I gave. People have been generous to me in my life. I gave time, energy, money, and free promotions on my other podcast. Lots of free promotions. Who showed up for you? That's another prompt. This is a good exercise because when I started writing this, I didn't realize how many people actually showed up for me. Okay, so my trauma healing facilitators, my narrative-focused trauma healing group, my family, Missy, Leanne, Ann, my friend in Texas, Katie, Corinthia, Maria, my other friend in Texas, Christine, Patria, Alex, Celeste, Don and Doreen, the women in my Black Girl Magic crew, Jael, Rachel, and Starlet, Patty, and yep, that's just to name a few. I'm sure there's many more. Hopefully, you will have the same experience that I had, where you realize there are more people who showed up for you than you thought. Here are a few more prompts that I did not answer, but something that maybe you can look at and come up with answers yourself. How did you scale back this year? Okay, wait, I did answer that one. I removed myself from stressful areas and associates early in the year, and I focused specifically on what I felt the Lord was calling me to do. Write down 7 things you like about yourself. What do you need more of in your life? What do you need less of in your life? What do you want to leave behind in 2021? What do you want to take with you into the new year, 2022? What can you do to help simplify your life? Write down 5 things you'd like to try. When feeling anxious or stressed, what can you do to recalibrate? Well, one suggestion I have that I'm going to make is to listen to Breathe, the Less Stressed podcast with Bonnie Gray, right here on Life Audio. I've listened to a few of these episodes and they are fantastic. Choose a word or scripture verse to reflect on for the entire year. And be attuned to the Holy Spirit to see how God uses that word or scripture verse to reveal himself to you. Now, I haven't done this in a while, but I might go back to it this year. As you're taking the time to reflect over the past year, the ups and downs, the challenges and triumphs, the good and the bad, be gentle with yourself. Do something that makes you feel cared for, whether it's taking a bubble bath, lighting your favorite scented candle, or for me, I like to drink a cup of chamomile tea every night before bed. As you think through the prompts, I pray that the Lord is with you. Try encouraging your girl to put a few down on paper. It may help her process through the last year and think about who she is becoming. Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With his Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com. There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.